Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 3-4 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm very excited about having Elizabeth Rush back on the show. Elizabeth is a public policy and expert. She is the author of You Call This Democracy, How to Fix Our Government and Deliver Power to the People. She's been talking about and thinking and studying and educating herself about these things for a long time. And she's here to talk to us about a really important issue that's on the table right now. That Americans need to know about and make their own decision about. Elizabeth, welcome back.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
It's good to have you here. The last time you were here was on Election Day. And boy, howdy, have interesting things happened since then. So let's get right into it. There's a bill called H.R. 1-S1 that is really... A very apropos bill for today in the post-election mid-pandemic era, with all the people being afraid to, you know, some people being afraid to go vote and all that sort of thing, all the mail-in ballots and everything. But this bill was actually introduced in 2019, wasn't it?
That's right. Yeah.
Tell us about the bill and tell us about the history of it.
You bet. Well, so I wrote this book, You Call This Democracy. So I've been looking at, you know, just kind of thinking about why, you know, if you look at polls, there's, you know, not a lot of faith in our democracy in our country, not a lot of faith in government, and, you know, that really troubled me. I really wanted to kind of get to why people feel like our democracy isn't functioning, and this is, you know, before the 2020 election.
Right.
So I wrote this book kind of looking at problems with the structures in our democracy that are keeping us from addressing the problems that we care about, and kind of came to the conclusion that there are a lot of small improvements that could lead to a big leap forward in the functioning and the security of our elections. And so, it's interesting because I, you know, looked a lot at kind of state level laws and, you know, and then I was looking at, like, I wonder what the federal government is doing on this. And so I, you know, I did some digging and I found out about the For the People Act and was very interested to see, you know, kind of after I had written, you know, most of what was in my book, it's just to see that the act actually addresses a lot of the issues that I, you know, kind of found while digging into kind of the details of our democracy. The act includes kind of national standards for elections. So for instance, there are about 40 million people in our country who are not registered to vote. And For the People includes automatic voter registration for everyone. So instead of making citizens kind of jump through hoops to register for elections, the government's responsibility to do it. And that's actually how it's done, you know, in most democracies in the world. It also has a number of aspects that really makes voting more respectful of American citizens. So, you know, people have jobs, they have young people to care for, they have elderly people to care for, juggling, you know, work and school sometimes. So they have a number of things that make voting more accessible and easier for
Topic I want to talk about in just a little bit, but I want to come back to the registration.
Yeah,
I want to come back to the registration thing.
Okay.
Isn't that something that's been a sort of a I mean, isn't it constitutional? I mean, shouldn't citizens be who want to vote should be able to register to vote? I mean, isn't it something? I mean, citizenship. I mean, voting is a right. It's not a requirement. And if people don't want to register,
you don't. I mean, if you're registered, you're not forced to vote. It's just.
But you shouldn't. But if you're not going to, if you don't want to vote, if you don't want to be registered or voting, shouldn't that be your decision as a citizen, instead of the government doing it for you?
I mean, you could always cancel your registration, but I don't see it doesn't actually require you to do anything. It makes
hold on to that thought. People who are not in favor of this bill, folks, would consider that to be the camel's nose under the tent, which we're about to get to after the break with Elizabeth Rush. Stay with us. I'm Jim Blasingame. Her book is called You Call This Democracy?
I ain't got no woman just to call my special friend.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.